Let's go back to that debate we've been having all throughout the programme on whether or not councillors' pay should be increased. To discuss this, we're joined by Kenneth O'Flynn, Fianna Fáil councillor for Cork City, and Neil Ring, independent councillor with Dublin City Council. Neil, I might start with you first. Should councillors' pay be increased in your view?
Well, I think I just listened to what the general tenor. Shane thinks we do one meeting a week or one a month or whatever, and that's absolutely bizarre because I just obviously had a bit of time to do a little bit of research on this, on which, as an independent councillor, one of the things we don't have are research facilities for all the other stuff we're involved in, development plans, budgets, etc. We have to do it all ourselves. Yeah. But for example, I'm on, obviously we have a Dublin City Council meeting every month, takes 3.25 hours. We get a 360-page pack of items we have to go through to discuss. I'm on a ministerial committee in relation to Moore Street. I'm on the finance committee. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, I have the audit committee meeting. Now, I have to get across town from Ballybock over to City Hall, so I'm going to have to leave about 7 o'clock to make sure I'm in time for that meeting. Mm-hmm. That could go on till 11, so that's a half day gone. I'm on a commemorations committee, naming committee, fire brigade meeting. And then, in your own local area, and this is what really takes up the time, your residents' associations, for example, we had Crow Park, whether we'd have this gig, the Rolling Stones. We also have in our area a gangland feud which is going on, so there's a Taoiseach's task force which has been set up, huge number of meetings. We've the Magdalen Laundry situation. We have so much to do, and I'm looking at it, we get about 300 and something a week, which is after tax about 200. Now, if we do 20 hours, it's a tenner an hour. So, I mean, if you know, it depends on what value you want to put on a councillor. And if a councillor says, look, I'm quite happy to work for a tenner an hour, and that's assuming they only do 20 hours a week, well, you know, maybe they're undervaluing themselves, and that in turn is a reflection of how they feel about their constituents. Like, just to say 66,000 for a senator and 93,000 for a TD, there's no comparison. And I know it's part-time, but is a senator a full-time job?
Okay, let's bring in Kenneth O'Flynn, Fianna Fáil councillor for Cork City. Kenneth, do you agree with Neil?
No, I think we're being paid well. I think, you know, the reality is we're being paid 16,500 a year, basic. There's another 400 a month on top of that for secretarial skills, etc., and research and all that sort of stuff. And that comes in about 4,800. And there's an additional 1,000 that councillors can draw down in Cork City for conferences. I haven't attended a conference in 7 years, but there is that additional money if people want to draw it down. Look, I'm not disputing what my colleague in Dublin City Council is saying. Yes, I attend a tremendous amount of meetings, both locally and citywide. Constituency worker, I have a full-time constituency office. But bear in mind, I'm a member of council since 2008 when I was co-opted. I was re-elected in 2009 and subsequently re-elected at the last local elections as well. I knew what the salary was as a councillor. Now, I didn't get involved in politics to make money out of it, or to have it as a business, or to have it as to prop up my lifestyle. I got involved in politics because I was interested in my community. And I find that the 31 councillors that are serving in Cork City Council that I work with day by day all come from generally a community background.
Okay.
Even political parties find people that come from community backgrounds. And I have no doubt if I wasn't a member of Cork City Council today, I would still be attending residents' meetings and being involved in my committee and being involved in various community functions because I'm a community activist.
Okay, okay.
Because I'm interested.
All right, I want to bring Neil back in. Neil, you knew the salary when you were starting off.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I've absolutely no dispute about that. But when you say, should we get an increase and can we justify an increase, I'd say absolutely we'd justify an increase. I'm not calling for an increase. But what I'm saying is, let's have a proper valuation of what we actually do. And I think Ken was talking there about...
How many hours would you do a week?
To be honest, Shane, I don't really know. Like, if I looked at it, when I was asked to go on this, I did a quick check, and it must be a minimum of 30 hours. Now...
Kenneth, yeah. Would you be the same? Are you talking 30 hours a week or something?
Maybe a bit more, but I wouldn't dispute it.
Okay. Because there will be people listening, Kenneth, who'll say, 30 hours a week, 17 grand. It's not a big salary for 30 hours a week.
There's a difference. I got involved in politics to change people's lives, to help my community, to get my city working better. And when the councillor says, should we get an increase, you were just after announcing earlier on in your show, 620 people on trolleys in this country. I have 5,000 people on housing lists at the moment in Cork City alone, and there's 8,000 in Cork County. I don't know what it is in Dublin, but there's a tremendous amount. We have roads disintegrating. We have parks that aren't...
Okay, fair point. Neil Ring, Kenneth's point is the money could be better spent elsewhere.
Well, how could it be better spent elsewhere when we're given TD's 93 grand and Sandra's 66 grand? And I go into a pub and no one really in my area distinguishes between a TD. They certainly wouldn't have seen a senator. They wouldn't distinguish between a TD and a councillor. They think, this person is here to serve me. And that's what we want to do.
Well,
but there's no comparison. And we don't undervalue.
If you undervalue one voice, yourself, yeah, one voice, please. One voice.
Yeah, sorry, if you undervalue yourself, what message is that given to your community?
Okay, all right. Kenneth, last word to you.
Well, I think the councillor is probably overvaluing himself. But look, if there was 20 million available to local government, I'd prefer to see it being spent on my city, being spent in my county, and being spent on roads and services that are vitally needed.
Okay, Neil, I have to let you respond. Are you overvaluing yourself?
Absolutely not. But at least we've the consolation up here in Dublin. We keep winning all Ireland titles. That's a low dig.
That's a low dig. All right, listen, thanks for both. It's a both of you for joining us. Kent O'Flynn, Fianna Fáil councillor for Cork City, and Neil Ring, independent councillor with Dublin City Council.